Do you hear me now? I'm on the telephone, okay? Do you hear me now? All right. You know, salvation is of the Lord. Amen. It's only Jesus. Only Jesus. I want you to know that. Salvation is of the Lord. But now, after our salvation, and I hope that every one of you today have the Lord living in your heart, in your life. Because I believe, and I believe that I'm right one time in my life, okay? And I'll just tell you the truth. Jesus is coming soon. Amen. We don't have much more time to do what we're going to do for the Lord. And if you just understand that and you see, as you look around, you see what's going on and you can tell what's going on. And if you don't, if you go out and vote, vote right. Vote the Bible, okay? If you vote the Bible, everything will be all right. Because God's going to take care of everything anyway. Amen. He's still on the throne. He'll help you if you just trust him day by day. And it's going to take it the rest of this time. Because we're living in the last days. And I don't care what anybody says. I look at God's word. And I hear some good preachers on TV. I hear some good preachers when I go out and visit. And I hear a good preacher this morning. Amen. You might as well brag on yourself every once in a while. Amen. Nobody else is going to do it, so you have to do it every once in a while, don't you, Brother Donnie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you do. All right, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to John. That was sermon number one. Now, if you will, turn with me to John, the book of John, chapter 12, and I want to read one verse of scripture here to start with, and then I'll be using a lot of scripture this morning, and I trust and pray that you'll understand and listen, and if you listen, that you'll try to learn something this morning. I'll probably say things that you've already heard by other preachers, and that's fine with me. That means that those good preachers, I might be one too if I listen to them a little bit more. Amen. But in John chapter 12, verse 26, I want to read just one verse of scripture here. And I'll be using a whole lot of scripture, so I'm not going to ask you to turn that, because I'm not going to turn that either. I'm going to trust to pray that I can remember them. Or I have a few of them written down in front of me this morning, but I'm going to try my best to do what God tells me to do. I want to say what God wants me to say this morning. I want him to preach through me. And if he'll preach through me as a servant of God, if he'll preach through me, everything's going to be all right. You're going to be blessed this morning, and you might be convicted of something. I don't know. I trust in the Lord that you will. I trust in the Lord that I'll say something that'll help you in your Christian life. Now, in John chapter 12, verse 26, Mary had just anointed the feet of Jesus just a little while before this. Then the Son, it tells us that the Son of God must be glorified. Surely in this day and time that we're living in, we're to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In verse 26, the Bible says, if any man serve me, he said, if any man serve me, and I'm trusting today that each one of us as Christians are serving him. Now, if we're Christians, that's what we're supposed to be doing. Let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Father, we thank you, Jesus, for the time that we have this morning to be in the house of God. Lord, I thank you today for the privilege and honor Lord, to preach the Word of God. And I pray, Heavenly Father, again, that you will just preach through me. May we glorify you today. May we serve you as we go out of this house today. Serve you in spirit and in truth. And thank you, Lord, for the privilege. Thank you, Lord, today for loving me and caring for me. Thank you for these people here, Lord, that love you. And I believe that they love you and are living for you. Lord, it may be one here today that don't know you. I don't know. But I pray, Lord, if it is, that you'll save them this morning. That they may leave out of this place a different person than they came in. And surely, Lord, each one of us, as we are in the house of God to worship you in spirit and truth this morning, that we will leave this place a different person in you. Thank you, Lord, for everything you do. And everyone is sick this morning. There's Sister Donna and Brother Bill's grandchild, Lord. I pray that you touch her today, Lord. There's so many things, Lord, that we need to pray for. And Lord, we're liable to just forget a few of them, Lord. But we know that you know about them. And I ask you, Lord, just to touch them. Lord, I pray that you'll touch Brother Donnie this morning. I know, Lord, that he wants to preach for you. And I know he wants to pastor this church, Lord, as you have called him to do so. And I pray, Lord, that you continue to bless him, Lord. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that you just touch his heart, touch his body, that he might be, Lord, what you'd have it to be. And Lord, I thank you for everything you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. John chapter 12, verse 26. Is in the verse that we have here is a threefold truth. Let's break it down this morning. And as the shadow of the cross is falling on our Savior, he speaks of those desiring to see him. That's mentioned in John chapter 12 all the way to verse 26. Verse 20 and 21. And here verse 26, we find that there were certain Greeks and not Jews, but Gentiles desiring to see him. And our Lord then speaks of his death and his resurrection in verse 23 and verse 25. I believe that myself, the emphasis of our text verse is our if any man. Not if any Jew or salvation person that's even more than a person like us, not even Jew, not even Gentiles, but all people, who whatever denomination they are or whatever place they live or wherever they came from. Lord, we pray this morning that you just believe. Let them believe the emphasis of our text here, that if any man, not if any Jew, no. Salvation through faith in Christ to all, Jews and Gentiles alike. Everyone, no matter who they might be. And if we look at this verse, we see the sinner's personal choice. The sinner's personal choice. Now, we find here that we have a choice. It is our choice. We can either accept the Lord as our personal Savior, or we can reject him. But I'm afraid for those that reject him, because I know the Bible says that if any man reject him, then he's going to hell. Amen? Amen. But if we receive him as our Savior, we got a better place to go to. And you know, that better place, I can mention, talk about it. And I love to talk about heaven. I love to talk about the Word of God. I mean, Verna, every once in a while, we'll get together and start talking about the Lord and about the Bible. And, you know, sometimes I feel like she knows more than I do about it. And that's all right. That's all right. Praise the Lord for it. Amen. She's a blessing to me. But there's a personal choice here, that if any man serve me, amen, all of us ought to serve him. And he said here in verse 26, if any man serve me, Salvation brings us into the family of God, does it not?
Amen.
I hear the song every once in a while. I'm so glad that I'm a part of the family of God. And how true that is for me, and surely it is for you also. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. You're my brothers and you're my sisters in Christ. Thank God for that. I love you to death. Amen. I said that a while ago. I'm saying thanks twice this morning. But that's all right, too. And sometimes things need to be repeated so you can remember them. Sometimes people just don't remember the first time they hear something, but next time they'll remember it a little bit better. But salvation brings us into the family of God. Not only that, but God has never made one person repent who did not want to repent. He don't make us repent, but He sure does like it when we do. Amen. He loves us. He cares for us. And no one ever cared for us like Jesus. To be saved, we simply come, confessing our condition as lost sinners, and freely His grace cleanses us and makes us Son of God through faith in Christ Jesus. In Galatians chapter 3, if you want to read it, verse 26. You know, my mouth is running off in two ways. Amen. It's wet and dry too. Amen. But I keep, don't pay no attention to my wiping my mouth. I have to every once in a while. But secondly, in John chapter 12, verse 26, it says this: the Savior's presence with all who serve Him. And He says, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. He's in our presence today, is He not? I feel Him in my heart and in my life, and it sure is a good feeling. You know, we're not saved by feeling, but every once in a while, He'll make you feel good. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the presence of the Lord. Amen? I'm glad that I'm saving a God that knows my need. He knows me, everything that I do. And sometimes I'm ashamed of what I do, and He still knows it. But, you know, He said if we come to Him, He will know what I'm chasing out. He said if we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we see that the Savior's presence is with us all who serve Him. But then in verse 26 also, I'm breaking this verse 26 down. It says this: a sure promise. Here's a sure promise. Jesus said, if any man serve me, him will my Father honor. He honors His Father, does He not? And we ought to honor our Father this morning. Could anything be greater than to have God our Father honor our efforts to serve Him? Anything any better than that? Tell me about it. Is it? No, absolutely not. All right, so there you see some things as we look at this verse. We see a choice to service here. You can choose to serve God or not to serve Him. But the Bible says in Joshua 24 and verse 15, choose you this day whom you will serve. But it's for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord, the Bible says. And I want to tell you that this morning, too. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord, aren't we? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And she agrees with me. And she didn't. She still not agree with me. Because the Bible says that me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And I'm taking that to mean me. And you. And you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you. All of us. It means it for us. We are to serve Him. Amen. He's done so much for me. I could just stand you all half in the morning and tell you how much He means to me, how much He's done for me, and give you a testimony that you really wouldn't believe some of the things that I tell you. But you'd have to. Because they're true. That's what's wrong with people now. We love to hear what's not true, but what God tells us is the truth, and if a Christian or a pastor or whatever, living for the Lord, servant of God, you have to believe it. Because it's the truth. You say, well, do you tell the truth all the time? No. I slip up every once in a while and tell something they so, but most of the time when I do that, you know what? I really didn't mean to. But I did. I'm not perfect yet. I know you thought I was when you looked at me. Amen. No, I'm just kidding. But look, I am not perfect yet, and tell you the truth, you're not either. But one of these days, if you're saved, we're going to be a perfect being.
Hallelujah.
Like Christ Jesus. Amen! You know, there are certain conditions to be met serving the Lord. I'm reviewing some of them for you. A choice of service, and I give you those two scriptures, Matthew 6:24 and Joshua 24:15. Now you can choose whoever you want to, but you choose to serve God, okay? A whole lot of people choose the world. A whole lot of people choose the devil. He's a cunning old devil. When I say get thee behind me, Satan, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. He talks, if you mean business with God and tell the old devil that, he's going to flee. Because he cannot serve, he cannot stand what God has for him. He knows already. I'm glad that I don't have to do that. God's not going to make us serve him. We see that the majority choose not to serve him. The choice is yours this morning. The choice is mine this morning. Then there must be, secondly, a controlled tongue for service. Watch out now, okay? A controlled tongue for service. You've heard this, I know. A lot of people criticize those that are serving and doing very little serving themselves, don't they? A lot of people know how to run their mouth about other people, but never run their mouth for God. They talk about women, they talk about praying, they talk about the offices of the church, but James says much to say about the tongue. A lot of things to say about the tongue, and I want to share with you that scripture. You can find it good as I can in James chapter 3. And verse 3 through 8, if you will. Turn with me there, okay? James chapter 3, verse 3 through 8. And I'll take time to find it myself, too, because it needs to be read to you, okay? All right. James chapter 3, verse 3 through 8. I'm having trouble. I got it marked and still can't get to it. All right, there it is. James chapter 3. What does it say? Verse 3. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about the whole body. Well, I know what that's talking about because I used to be a farm boy. Somebody asked me one time, says, did you ever work on the farm? I said, I sure did. They said, I know you. When I looked at you, I knew that. And when I watched you walked like that you was walking behind a pile. That's what they actually, that's what it is. It sounds funny, but that's what they told me. I said, I ain't got no other way to walk. God give me this walk and I'm going to walk it.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah. He gave me the Christian walk and I'm going to try my best to walk it too. Amen.
Yeah, praise
God. I feel good this morning. I don't know about you.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord anyhow. All right.
Yeah.
The whole body moves when you put bit in the horse's mouth. They can't stand it. God might have to put a bit in some people's mouth so that they may obey him. That old tongue that gets you in trouble sometimes, don't it? As I said a while ago, I tell things sometimes, you know, and it may not be so. But I thought they were. It says, behold, in verse 4, behold also the ships, which though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with the very small helm, whichsoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and set it on fire, the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things of the sea, is tamed, and both been tamed of mankind. But listen to this. But the tongue can no man tame. It's an unruly evil. It's full of deadly poison. Therefore, verse 9, we bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made at the similitude of God. To out of the same mouth proceeded blessings and cursings. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. My name's James, okay? And that scripture is James. So we agree. Amen? All right. Now, I got to hurry on. It's getting lunchtime. In a little while. Control tongue for service. A lot of people know how to run their mouth, don't they? James has much to say about that, and we read it. And there must be, thirdly, I want to give you this, a clean heart for service.
Yes.
A clean heart for service. Psalms 139, verse 1 through 4, and then verse 23. If you want to write it down, I'm not going to take time to go there. But in Psalms 19, verse 11, if I can find the marker I got for it, I'll go there. Psalms 19, I believe it is. Psalms 19, verse 11 through 14. Says, moreover, by them is thy servant warned, in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgressions. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. All right. There's this second thing, and then there's that third thing, a clean heart for service. You need forgiveness for my secret faults. I just read that. Now, we need forgiveness of our sinful thoughts. It don't have to wait till it comes out of your mouth for it to be sin. If we think it, it's sin. You see, as we serve God, we have an awesome responsibility. Do we not? Awesome responsibility. I heard a preacher tell me one time, he said, I don't like that word awesome. I said, well, you know what? If you listen to me, you might hear it some. I said, awesome, awesome, awesome. He's an awesome God, is he not? That word awesome means a powerful, a God that loves us. Even if he loves us, he still takes care of our sins. And we ask him to forgive us of our sin. Amen? Now, we see we need forgiveness of our sinful thoughts. Jesus knows your thoughts, yes. But the Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, but he still wants us to repent of them. Because they're sinful thoughts. A lot of times. In the fourth place, here's something else to serve the Lord. There must be a clean confidence, a complete confidence in the one that we serve. Remember that God is with us. Amen? He's with us all the way. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And he meant every word that he said and said every word that he meant. But we see here a complete confidence in the one that we serve. Remember now that God is with us, as I tell you this. He was with Moses in the wilderness. Amen? He was with Joshua in war. He was with Elijah's servant in the time of weakness. He was with David when wild animals attacked. He was with Martha and Mary when they were weeping. He was with the disciples when waves threatened the boat. He was with the early church when the world opposed the church. And he's with the people now. He's with the church now. Amen. You see, he's with the disciples. He's with the early church where the world opposed them. And you know, the world is opposing the church right now. We're in trouble if we don't watch out. We're in trouble if God don't change some things. We're in trouble because the church don't mean anything to a lot of people. And to the governors, evidently, they don't mean a thing. They'd close up every one of them if they could. And that is might happen. But I'm telling you, I know you hear it on TV. You see it on TV. What's going to happen? But I want to tell you this morning, we're living in a time that is trouble on every hand. Because the world don't believe in the Lord. They don't believe in the church. They don't believe in Christianity. They don't believe that you can be saved and be changed. Praise the Lord, I know you can. And I know they're wrong, but I want to see them saved. And if they're saved, then they won't believe like that. But we're living in a time that even our people in the Senate and different things, they're trying to change everything. And if they change everything, we're not going to be, we'll be like those people that used to hide and have to hide to worship the Lord. There's not going to be anything such as a church anymore. You can believe it or not. But if you don't believe it, it's sad because God's going to step out one day and call his saints home. Are you a saint today? Huh? Are you a saint today? You might say that you're not because of your life, and if you do, you better get your life right. I'm a person that, you know, I love to kid with people. And you know by knowing me the times that you see me that I do. I love to pick on people. I love to kid people. If I find out that they can't take it, I don't do it anymore. But I'll tell you this much this morning. The Lord made me this way, and I'm glad. I'm glad that I'm a Christian.
Amen.
I'm glad that he made me this way. I wouldn't want to be any other way other than being closer to the Lord and living for him and doing more for him. Yes, I want that. But I'm talking about being myself as God wants me to be, and I trust that I'm doing everything that He wants me to be, I do. And if I'm not, then Lord, help me to do it. Amen. Help me to be it. I've got a time of happiness, yes, but I also got a part of me that's kind of sad about the world situation. I try not to let people know it that much, but I'm telling you something. The world is in trouble if God don't do something. And I'm trusting God to do something.
Yeah.
If we don't pray, we're going to be in trouble. Our nation is in trouble. And I'm going to say this. I don't say a whole lot about the politics because everybody's got the same privileges I got. It's to vote like they want to. Okay? And I'm not telling you not to do that. I'm telling you to do that. But I trust and pray that you're going to vote right. Because if the wrong president gets in, then we are really in trouble. Because there's one side that wants socialism.
Amen.
And we don't need socialism in the United States of America. And I'm going to might have preached on that for an hour. We really don't need it, do we? Absolutely not. You know that I preach to help you. I hope that I do sometimes. I preach to see people saved once in a while. But you don't see many people saved anymore. Maybe one here and there. But you know what's going to happen? When the last one gets in, He's coming.
Amen.
And when the last one gets saved, everybody says they don't know when He's coming. I do. When the last one gets saved.
That's right.
I know a whole lot more than you do about something like that because I just told you. You know as much as I do now. You might as well have fun in your Christian life because if you wasn't saved, you wouldn't have no fun at all. I got something to kick up my legs for, but I can't do it like I used to. Jesus Christ is my Savior. I may be getting over the message a little bit, but that's all right if I do. Maybe that's what it needed. But you know, we are in trouble. But the Bible tells us that He never leaves us nor forsake us, so He's with us. We all right. We're going to be all right anyway. We might go through a little bit. We don't have to go through the tribulation, no. We know Jesus when the tribulation starts.
Right.
Praise God. I don't know what he was preaching on. I think he said he was. I can't remember. It's been so long. But he asked me, are you post-tribulationist or what is it, pre-tribulationist? I said, I'm pre-tribulation. Because God's going to take us out as Christians first.
Right.
Amen. Brother Donnie votes that with me. But that's what the Bible teaches me. With Paul in the shipwreck, he was with him. With John in the wastelands of Patmos, he's with him. He'll be with his servants wherever he sends them. And he's with us as servants of God as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. He's with us.
Yeah.
I've walked through those shadows of death, son. And you have too, probably. Most of us, anyway. If not all of us. That's part of life. All right, in the fifth place, there must be a consideration of cost in service. So you're going to lose some friends if you serve God. You're going to lose some friends. Not only that, you're going to make some enemies. Galatians chapter 1, verse 16 tells us that. Now, not only that, you see, the word designated, one who was born as a slave, one who was born bound to his master in cords so strong that only death could break them. One who served his master to the disregard of his own interests. One of those who will be was swallowed up in the will of his master. All of this means that there must be those things of a consideration of cost in service. Yeah. Being in his service is going to cost us something, in my other words. But are you willing to be in service of him and the cost be great? It could be. And it will be soon. And in the sixth place, I'm going to hurry on, there must be a constraining love for the saints. Well, preacher, we had never got on. Why? Why haven't you got along with them? John Doe's family has never got along with Mary Lou's family. Why? If we all service of God, well, wait a minute. One of us might not be a servant of God. But you know what? You know what that means? It means that we have to go a little bit farther ourselves. Last but not least, there must be a complete turning from sin. Did you hear that? 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9, the Bible says this: for they themselves show of us what manner of entering in that we had unto you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. And I ask you this question in closing. Are you in service for God? Yes, I'm preacher, I'm here every Sunday. I didn't ask you that. I'm sure you are. And God knows that. And that's great. But are you in service of him? If not, then why? Let me read that verse of scripture again, if I may. And let it sink in, and then I'll close, okay? John chapter 12. John chapter 12, verse 26. Let me find it myself. I forgot exactly what it says. I don't want to displease God's word any more than I have to. Verse 26 is broken up into seven things. Okay? And seven is divine completion. Let's look at it. If any man serve me, one, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Amen. What a strong verse of scripture there. It tells us how, when, and what to do in our service to God. We are, as Christians, a servant of God, are we not? And the servant of God is required to do some things. The servant of God is what we ought to be as Christians. God will do his part if we do our part. He's not going to save nobody that won't repent. He's not going to push them down and hold them down and say, you're going to repent. But he sends the Holy Spirit to convict you.
Amen.
And if you listen to the Holy Spirit, then you'll be saved. Because it says, if any man come unto me, I will in no wise cast him out. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Many, many more. God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I thank God for those scriptures. Because one day, long time ago, I can't even remember how many years, but I can tell you the date. And most people can't even tell you the date. You want me to tell you the date? May 8th, 1958. Woo! I changed my, well, Jesus changed my life. I'm a new creature in Jesus Christ. Amen. Then the Bible says in 2 Corinthians, therefore, if any man be God, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. All things have become new. So it changes your life completely, doesn't it? It don't change your body. Your body goes back to dust. But you know what? It puts together that glorified body. We're going to be glorified one day. We're going to be perfect one day. The Bible says that he's going to step out, call his children home, and one day it's going to happen. And you know what? We that are Christians are going to lose gravity. We're going up to meet him. The Bible says that those that are dead in Christ shall be called up first. I'm just forgetting my word. I'm paraphrasing this, okay? But it's right. Those that are dead in Christ are going to rise first. And those that remain shall with the Lord. You see, his presence was with them. I haven't seen Jesus Christ with my eyes. But I tell you one thing. One of these days, I'm going to have those glorified eyes. I'm not even going to have them glasses back there to be able to see.
Amen.
I won't have to have these hearing aids so I can hear. I'm telling you a lot of things about me. You already seen them anyway, so I ain't telling you nothing you didn't know. But what I'm saying is, all this thing is nothing but mature things. One of these days, I'm going to have everything. You say everything? Yeah. I'm going to have everything. In fact, I got everything right now. I don't have much money. These clothes are not new, but thank God I've got Jesus Christ. And he's everything to me.
Amen. That's right, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Honey, come up here and sing with me on that song in your head. Just put call to sing. Come on, we're gonna close out with this. And it's just as long as it was messages. Come on. Bring me the piano, come on, huh?
I don't know it.
You do know it, Lisa. Huh?
I know.
What part did you know? Come on, Sam. I know I might embarrass you, but that's all right. You'll forgive me one day for embarrassing you. Come on.
I got the words to it. She's got the words to it. Will you sing?
Well, I think you sing.
Come on, sing with us, Phil. You know what? I'm going to tell you something about her.
Uh-oh.
She promised me.
Y'all close your ears.
She promised me wherever you go, I'll go. Now, didn't you promise me that?
Yeah, but I changed my mind.
I said, well, you better get your mind changed back, because we got work to do. Amen. What is it? No, that ain't the one I was thinking about singing, but just all right.
Which one was it?
I'm a Child of the King is what I was thinking about.
Oh, no. We sing this one. This is, I like that
I
one.
Think your words to that's in there, too.
Well, we sang this, and that'd be all right. Okay. Here it is right here.
Yep. So he is right there across from it.
Look at that. God wants us to sing this too.
Okay.
Okay. Y'all don't mind, do you?
No.
Just help us.
A new trio. Just pray for us. Which one are we going to sing first now?
We can do that one.
I'm glad today that I'm a child of the King. Ain't y'all? Amen. Once I was clothed in the rags of my sin, wretched and poor, lost and lonely within, but with wondrous compassion, the King of all kings, in pity and love, took me under his wing. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I'm a child of the King. His royal blood now flows in my veins, and I, who was wretched and poor, now can sing. Praise God, praise God, I'm a child of the King. Now I'm a child with a heavenly home. My holy Father has made me his own, and I'm cleansed by his blood, and I'm clothed in his love. And someday I'll sing with the angels above. Oh yes, oh yes, I'm a child of the King. His royal blood now flows in my veins, and I, who was wretched and poor, now can sing. Praise God, praise God, I'm a child of the King. As the world
looks upon me, as I travel along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a room above me, a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet.
Amen.
You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
I know
and these clothes, they're not new. I don't have much money, but Lord, I've loved you. And that's all that matters, though the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me, a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, something that happened to me a long time ago. And I may have told you this. I'm bad about repeating things. And then also about forgetting things. But some things you remember, okay? And you don't have no trouble remembering them. But this kind of got away with me. But I didn't let it. People didn't know it. I let it. But I was sitting on the pulpit waiting to preach, and somebody was singing. I forgot who it was. Had to look down at my feet. Had one shoe brown and one shoe white.
I can tell you one better than that.
I looked at it and I said, you know, they're gonna ask me about them if they see them, so I just tell them now. I got up, I said, well, I did something this morning that you probably asked me about anyway. You probably already seen them, just didn't see nothing. But I got one shoe brown and one shoe black. But this is a fact, though. I got another pair home just like this. Are you glad that you're here this morning?
Amen.
Amen. I hope that God's word has helped you. Or the stain. You got anything to say before we go?
I said it all, praise the Lord.
Okay. Well, I'm going to leave us in a prayer then. Dismiss us.
Now, Father, we want to thank you, Lord. Well, we can all make it to church this morning. And Father, that we could be under your shadow this morning, as you spoke to our hearts through your word. Lord, just help us as individuals that we may do something this week unexpected to us, but you've been expecting it a long time. Lord, help us to gather together in unity. Father, there are so many people out here that's in trouble. Their heartache, sadness. And Father, we pray that we may be able to take them a little something from your words that can just maybe lift them up and encourage them. And Father, and not only just that, that Father, the word that we share will be the truth, that we may share it in a way that they will understand that they need the Lord Jesus, because they need the same type of joy and happiness that we have as individual souls. And Lord, the day that I got saved, I realized then it ceased to be about me. My life, as far as me loving my life and everything, that was in the past. Because Father, when I wasn't serving you, when I wasn't saved, I was doing what I wanted to do. Now, Lord, I pray that you will continue to touch my heart, Father, that I can always be mindful to others, that they can feel the same thing that I can feel. And I know, Lord, that I'm not perfect, but I know the one that one day that's going to complete the perfectness that I deserve. And it's not because of anything that I've done, but it's all in what you've done, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, for Brother James in coming. I thank you, Lord, for I can call him anytime, and he's there. And the reason I know that he's there is because I know that he loves God. Bring us all back to the next appointed time. And Father, for the people that's here, give them some type of peace and joy this week. And whatever they do, Father, that they will do it in the Christian way, where people can understand that they're not like regular people, that they are Christians. Father, we do thank you for this day. We thank you for the message. And we pray, Father, that you'll give Brother Albert and give his wife, Father, souls for their labor. We thank you and we love you because of everything that you've done for us. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen and amen.
Amen.